All right, so what's the haps?
What's the haps?
You're going to be asking these guys Back to the Future questions?
Yeah.
All right.
See if they're really worthy of owning the Marty McFly 2015.
Yeah. Maybe I'll ask them that hoverboard question.
In 1985.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
I and Jimmy.
Of course,
I and Jimmy don't get that.
Which
you
one?
Well, crack yourselves up. You know, I don't.
There
really
can
understand.
Be an alternate 1985.
Okay.
That happened because the sports almanac was taken back and given to Biff.
Yeah.
And of course, then Biff acquired a lot of money through gambling and built the big Biff Hotel Casino and pretty much ruined Hill Valley.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the alternative 1985. So which one? I'm talking about the regular 1985.
Can there be an
Danny, but good question.
Well, which one is some great nerd humor, huh?
Wait, can there be an alternative July 9th, 8 a.m.?
Yeah, please. Me and Jimmy want to go to the other July 9th.
Yes. Go where men are talking about giant racks.
Right.
Things of that nature.
But it does seem odd that 30 years in the future seemed a very long time in 85, and they came up with some pretty outlandish things.
We got 7 years.
So in 7 years, we have to come up with that self-drying...
Well, first thing we got to do is come out with a whole lot of Jaws movies.
Right. They got to pump these out because we're up to 19.
And rainbow hats.
And rainbow hats and ties that are actually two ties that hang down.
Plus those freeze-dried Pizza Hut pizzas.
Yeah.
And fax machines on the wall. No internet, but fax machines
on
the wall.
No, fax machines on the wall where the fax that says you're fired
read
comes out.
Read my fax.
Even the read bathroom. My fax. McFry!
Of course, don't forget the fruit basket elevator.
That lowers the fruit in front of you at the table. It's so convenient.
What was the super microwave that cooks a pizza in 5 seconds?
Yeah, of course! It was already brought up, Travis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on.
Right. Stay with us here.
Stay with us.
How can we?
It's fantastic. I can't believe you haven't seen it 80 times like we have.
Danny and I have talked about doing an entire Saturday Night Virus show. Just revolving around back.
Count me in.
Yes.
I'm so there. I don't think it has been on where I have not watched it. I don't care if there's 5 minutes left.
It wasn't even that good of a movie.
It's fantastic.
Thank you, Jimmy.
It's
Thank
not even
you.
That good of a movie.
No, because you're looking at it as a movie. Not as an event.
It's not a lifestyle.
It's a nostalgic event.
Even Back to the Future 3, which was terrible, is awesome.
Of course it is. The over-the-top acting of Mad Dog.
Buford
Mad Dog Shannon. It was fantastic.
Oh, I would not tangle with that cowboy.
No. Of course not.
What kind of a name is Clint Eastwood?
Oh, jeez, he called himself Clint Eastwood. What a scream.
I know.
You're now talking about Back to the Future 3?
Three. Well, you know, it was
Am
a trilogy.
Am I hearing this correctly?
Okay, it was a trilogy. Mm-hmm. So it had to be. And it was filmed at the same time as 2. They actually filmed them both simultaneously.
Oh, wow.
So if you pay attention at the end after the credit says to be continued.
Yes.
To be concluded. The end.
The end. Right. That's how it was. To be continued after the first one.
Yeah.
Which is a little odd, too, watching the two different actresses that played Marty's girlfriend.
I have another piece of trivia.
Yes, Danny?
When Back to the Future 2 ends and it says to be continued, then they show a trailer for Back to the Future 3. That was the first time that a movie ended with a trailer for the next movie since, I think, Russ Meyer did it in the 60s.
Wow! Mondo Back to the Future!
Wait, hold on. I don't think that qualifies as trivia. Because nobody would ever think about it. That's almost like saying, a bit of trivia for you, but these three windows I'm looking at, someone thought they might be four. But then they decided to make them three. Anything can be trivia.
This is No, I think Danny's trivia is more evidence that Back to the Future was a groundbreaking film.
Of course.
And an achievement in cinematography.
Why was your different girlfriend?
Because Elizabeth Shue, who played the girl, I believe, had prior commitments.
No, her mother actually was diagnosed with cancer, and she spent a lot of time taking care of her mother, so she couldn't commit to the
How do you know this? Not a very big part, though, for the girlfriend. They had to take her back because they didn't plan on making a sequel when they finished the first one. And when Doc comes back, of course, he says, Marty, it's your kids. So they had to take them both back, and then they just laid her on a bench and left her for a while. And
what, do they turn into... You can't say that.
You can't say that on the air, but we know what you're going to... Everyone knows the line, Travis.
I think, didn't they reshoot some of the first movie
Yes, they did.
With the new girl, yeah.
When she walks up to Marty, as Marty's looking at his brand-new truck, his four-wheel drive 1980s truck. At the same time, Biff is waxing the car. Of course, Biff turned out to be the guy just waxing the car.
I know.
And I like how the McFlys come back from tennis, I believe.
Yeah.
And comment on Biff. I hope that's the second coat of wax. And they discuss how they met through Biff.
Right.
Through Biff's attempted rape.
Right.
Of Marty's mom.
Now,
it's like, oh, if it wasn't for Biff, we never would have met. Oh, that's right. He was trying to rape Mom in the car.
Because that's George McFly's way of looking at Biff waxing that car and saying, who's raping who now, Biff?
Oh, okay. I always wondered about that. Why would they invite the rapist,
right,
the man that actually was trying to rape your wife, over to your house to wax your car?
He's humiliating him. Biff is now his manservant.
Because he is. He walked in very excited with the books.
Yeah. I'm just finishing it now.
Biff. Now,
okay,
Biff.
You got me.
Don't con me.
You got me.
All right, stop it! For the love of God, then stop! Holy... Stop! Oh, my God!
All right.
Can you tell...
Oh, that is holy, just... Stop!
Can you tell we like the movie?
Get us out of here!